Trees in cities are vital under growing global urbanization and climate change. Greening the cities is a priority in India. From New Delhi, we are with Mr. Dilip Kumar, Director General of Forests in the Ministry of Environment and Forests of the Government of India. Mr. Kumar, why trees in cities are vital today? We are watching a growing global urbanization and the climate change. Yes. Why is it important today?
As you know, the population of the country is increasing and its urbanization also is increasing. And as our economy develops, it's anticipated that by, say, 2050, the percentage of urban population is going to increase to about 50%. It may be 30% now. So more and more people are going to be coming into urban conglomerations and the cities are going to expand. And for these populations, open spaces are absolutely essential to carry on their life. So these open spaces are important for the quality of life, for maintaining the health, both mental and physical, then also for ecological services. Because if you have to recharge the groundwater and keep the balance in the air and purify the pollutants out of the air and also reduce the dust and other things which lead to a lot of physical ailments, you need open spaces, you need green spaces, you need trees, and you need water bodies. So these are very important. And also there are large numbers of fairly poor people who depend on these public lands for various uses, including fuel wood, brushwood, and so on. And then there are the large areas of peri-urban population which service these urban populations. So they also require a lot of space and biomass and things like that. So I think all in all, it's very important that we preserve the open spaces that are there. We have recently announced what is called the Green India Mission. And this is an overarching program to take up the greening of India for a number of purposes. One of the main things, of course, is to maintain the ecological balance and to maintain natural ecosystems. Some of the co-benefits are that the livelihoods of the people will be supported by both biomass and by ecological services like water and air purification and so on. One of the important co-benefits would be that carbon dioxide would be sequestered by increase of biomass on these lands. About 5 million hectares of existing forest would improve and about 5 million hectares of new forests would be produced over the next 10 years. So this is called the Green India Mission. One of the very important components of this mission is to preserve and enhance the tree cover in urban and peri-urban areas over about 0.2 million hectares. In fact, we take this as a very important component because the number of forest areas are now being surrounded by urban development. And all the recorded or notified forest patches require to be protected maybe by a wall or by a fence. And the local citizens would have to be formed into some sort of citizen committees which would look after this and which would, in partnership with the forest department, would look after these areas. And also a much, much higher level of planting in open spaces, in avenues, in institutional lands especially, which belong to business, industrial houses, educational institutions and so on. Because we have to find space for both the ecology and the industrial and residential areas.
What are the challenges that you face in having this accepted by all the stakeholders, be there civil society, private sector, government, municipalities? How hard is it or is it difficult?
Yes. You see, there's a huge amount of interest in the society, what we call civil society. There's a huge amount of interest in maintaining open spaces because that's what really differentiates the quality of one city from another city. In fact, Bangalore was known as a city of gardens. Delhi itself has a number of old gardens right from the Mughal era, and everybody is very proud of these. But it so happens that land is getting so costly that it's very difficult to justify these uses because land developers would like to use every small bit of land. So the challenge is to get the support of the corporations, the municipalities, through citizens' groups to maintain these very valuable open spaces. And there's a huge pressure on these lands and they're always under threat of encroachment, of land developers taking over. So eternal vigilance has to be exercised. So we need a combination of public involvement, awareness, as well as striking force in order to take immediate action in case somebody is trying to take over these lands. And also the revenue records have to be updated. The forestry records have to be updated. Maybe geographical information systems have to be used to keep track of these lands. So eternal vigilance is required. Every day we have to look at these lands and be physically present in them.
And to end with, and thank you for this interview, what is your special message to convene to the global community? First, for the World Habitat Day, and second, for the International Year of Forests.
See, I think as far as the International Year of Forests is concerned, the message has to go that forests are important whether or not they are commercial. And an ideal forest is not a useless forest. It's doing so many things for the ecology. And I think the message has to go that if human beings have to survive on this earth, as Professor Lovelock has written in his books, you need to leave about one-third of the land area under natural ecosystems, which could be forests, grasslands, parklands, wetlands, and so on. So I think just for the very survival of the human species and life of the earth, we need to find ways of keeping at least one-third of our land under natural ecosystems. At the same time, the people should be closely involved in these activities so that there is a stake built up. And I think at the same time, there has to be a very strong framework of law enforcement and database maintenance. And eternal vigilance has to be maintained by the community.
And this was Mr. Dilip Kumar, Director General of Forests in the Ministry of Environment and Forests of the Government of India. Developing urban and peri-urban forestry is a key FAO message within the International Year of Forests.